John chapter 1, verse 18, no one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known. Why does Jesus serve us and suffer for us in the cross and make God known to us? It's so that we may behold God and know Him and worship Him. The other day, I needed to clean out the pine straw from my gutters, and so I found my leaf blower and ladder and made my way to the roof and commenced blowing out the gutters. And I was doing fine. I was getting the task knocked out. And then I realized something. As I was blowing the pine straw out of the gutters, it would go into the air, and then it would land back on my roof. I was trying to blow the pine straw off my roof, but the wind was blowing in the opposite direction. Have you ever tried to use your leaf blower while the wind was blowing in the opposite direction? Oh, it looks like you're working hard and getting a lot done. It even sounds like you're getting a lot done. But once everything settles and you look around, you realize that you haven't made any headway. And that's what it's like when you go against or you try to have an alternative purpose in your relationship with God. The purpose of Jesus being made flesh, the purpose of the cross, and the purpose of Jesus fulfilling God's covenant for you is so that you could see and know and behold the glory of God in Jesus Christ and draw close to Him through Jesus Christ. Anything less, anything other than that, will be a lot of work and it may make a lot of noise, but it won't get you anywhere with Him. When you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Russian Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Russia.